Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsene and Amber, always keep the fellas on. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set the boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the wop, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Welcome. It's Not Your Head Wednesday on the D-Hour Show. And welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, it's your boy D Slate. I am filling in for my man Logical One. Right now he is at the Smith and Wesson concert in Chi-Town, getting it in with them, talking to him, getting his interviews in. So, yes, I'm hanging out with the girls tonight, your boy D Slate, Amber and RC, so I'm going to be getting it in with them tonight. We don't have any interviews for you guys tonight, but we definitely got some music, we got some hits, and we got some things to talk about, some things to talk about. So we're definitely going to be getting it in tonight, playing the hits. Welcome again to Nod Your Head Wednesday on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, and you know how we do it. Playing all your hits, independent, up-and-coming artists and celebrity hits. We're going to be playing a lot of those tonight, absolutely. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a poet, spoken word artist, you like to have your music played on the D-Hour Radio Show Network, you like to recite some of your poetry on our network, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. And yes, The Hour Show is on Instagram. We are on Instagram. Just search The Hour Show altogether, D-H-O-U-R-S-H-O-W, and you can get up with us on Instagram as well. And for those with Android phones, the Android cell phones, you can listen to The Hour Show on the application called TuneIn. TuneIn Radio. Download the free app, TuneIn Radio. It's kind of like iHeartRadio, but download the app, TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to us on there, as well as iPad, iPhone, and just iTunes listeners, period. Yes, you can listen to the D-Hour Show on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, go to the D-Hour Show, go look up the D-Hour Show on the podcast, and you can definitely find us there. And you can listen to the D-Hour Show Radio Network, any of the D-Hour shows, any of the shows under the D-Hour Show Radio Network you can listen to on iTunes. And, again, email us. If you'd like to be showcased on our show, make sure you email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. Nod Your Head Wednesday, RC in the building. What's going on, RC?
Little League Comp Day. You know I'm always feeling good on these Wednesdays. Doing great, actually. Closer to the weekend, out here in ATL. How are you doing this season?
How's the weather in the A-town right now? In the A, how's the weather out there?
It's actually getting nice because it's dark out. You know, during the daytime it was hot today.
Right.
Just a different kind of heat too.
I know some. That humidity ain't no punk, boy, I'm telling you. for those who are living in states where they have to deal with humid weather, humid heat. Boy, that humidity ain't no punk. It'll say it's 90 degrees, and that humidity could be like 60 or 70%, and it feel like it's about 130 out there. But, you know, that humidity will definitely make you feel like you chilling in a jungle somewhere.
I know, yeah. So you want to come out your own skin.
Yeah, it makes you just want to walk, just get butt naked and just walk down the street.
There you go.
Walk down the street, but it's naked, you know. So, I mean, so everybody out there right now, fellas, I got y'all. So all the ladies out there, if you are in a state right now where you are burning up hot and it's just blazing and you hot and you don't know what to do, get butt-itis naked-itis and walk down the street like that. Walk down the street au naturel and you'll feel a whole lot better. Rub some ice cubes on you, whatever you got to do. You'll feel a whole lot better. Boom, fellas, just hooked y'all up. Now, ladies, don't worry, I got y'all. Fellas, if you hot too, take off the tight drawers, because I know some of y'all dummies walking around with tight drawers on. Take the tight drawers off, okay, and walk around butt-titis, down the street. You know what I'm saying? And get your nudist colony on. Yeah, get your nudist colony on. Just walk around. But it's just negative. Down the street, if you're hot, if you're burning up, just take it all off and just walk around butt naked. Ain't nobody going to care. Ain't nobody going to care about that because people are hot.
You're burning up. You came in the world this way. So it ain't going to matter.
They're burning up. They hot. They don't care about you being naked. Trust me. You do what you got to do. Boom, ladies, just hooked y'all up. Now, okay? Now, look. Yesterday, we lost a great actor, person, very funny gentleman. We all know him from the hit TV show, The Jeffersons, by Sherman Hemsley, passed away at the age of 74 yesterday, so may he rest in peace. And condolences and prayers go out to the Hemsley family and friends and for this tough time right now. But he's living in a deluxe apartment in the sky. He's on the real sitcom now, the sitcom we like to call Heaven. He's definitely in that sitcom now with a bunch of others. So he's in the right place right now doing his thing and probably walking around Heaven with that old crazy walk that he's always walked around with on the Jeffersons. So, yeah, he's getting his in, and may he rest in peace, and we'll always remember him because he was an incredible actor and a funny gentleman. So we're definitely going to keep the prayers for the Hemsley family and for this tough time right now. And, you know, I think with situations like that, when you have someone who's passed away, especially at an age, you know, in their 70s or their 80s or 90s, especially in their 80s and 90s, I think the main thing to really understand and really know is that they lived a long life. You know, it's a lot of individuals out there that's not living past 30 or 40, you know, even 50. So for them to be able to live to their mid-70s and early 80s and early 90s is a wonderful thing because they truly lived a long life. You know, and they got a chance to see many things. If they had kids, they got a chance to watch their kids grow and have kids and watch their grandkids grow and just enjoy life. You know, to be able to live for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, that's a blessing. So that's truly one of the things that you definitely have to think about in situations like that. But also, Let me, you know, RC, did you care about the business with the what's going on with the Jackson family right now?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the you know, it's some battles with the Michael money, you know, with the money and everything and the kids and I don't know. It was getting so bad because there was a Twitter feud between the Jackson family members. And for those that don't know, Chris Brown got upset about it. Chris Brown was upset. The ongoing feud between members of the Jackson family has spilled over on Twitter, and it upset musician Chris Brown, who took it to his Twitter account and let everyone know how he felt about the situation. Brown is no stranger to highly publicized drama himself, expressed for his dismay for the Jackson family making their issue so public. Chris had tweeted, that Jackson family feud shiznit gotta stop. Stop making all y'all business public. Michael Michael was under enough scrutiny. Don't put your kids through that BS. Work your shiznit out as a family and stop giving them the pleasure of screwing with y'all. I don't know. What do you think, RC, about Chris coming at him like that?
I mean, as a concerned outsider, I guess. I mean, I can understand that he's trying to help, but at the same time, with his background and his reputation for violence and the things that he's getting himself caught up in, it's almost like, look, take your own advice. Well, you can't really tell them what to do when yours really ain't no better. As far as their drama, I think they're human, and I think that they're like anybody else. When it comes to money, and it's like we don't really know because we get bits and pieces. So you know how we run off of bits and pieces, and we make up like they're talking about with Janet slapping her and Paris slapping the bag.
I know. I want to. We're definitely gonna discuss that. A little later when we come back, I wanted to discuss the situation between Janet and Michael's daughter. There were some things that were said on a couple of talk shows too. And I wanted to go in on that. But I agree. I can understand why Chris Brown was probably a little concerned about it, maybe a little emotional about the situation, because he was Michael Jackson was his idol. Michael Jackson was his idol. He wants to be like Michael. Michael was his idol. So, to see that going on, he just didn't like seeing it, and he just expressed how he felt about it. He just felt like, it sounded like he just kind of told him, look, Mike went through enough stuff, and for you guys to be, going on about these things, and putting your business out there public, you guys need to stop.
And keep it between
the family, and of course the media, they're loving it. They're loving the fact that, the public and the media is loving the fact that they're putting all the information out there. But
never heard nothing about them before.
Exactly. Because Mike tried his best to make sure a lot of that stuff was kept under wraps. A lot of the Jackson family stuff was always kept under wraps. I mean, I guess eventually, I guess Mike was kind of the one, who, you never heard a lot of things that, going on with his kids and different things like that. So, I mean, it clearly tells you what type of person he was and what kind of father he was. So, may he rest in peace. I don't know. I just, I can kind of understand where Chris Brown was coming from, but I do, I guess you'll hear, you would probably do too hear people saying, hey, you got to kind of listen to your own advice.
I could see them turning on him.
Right. You got to kind of listen to your own advice too. I mean, because, bro, you out there fighting in clubs and stuff, and now with some, it's some garbage that came up out of that, so. No, I can understand that. I can understand both sides of the coin. But hopefully they can get it together. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will be discussing, because I got to go in on it. I like to do this every now and then. It's a little segment I like to call D-Slate Goes In, But I gotta go in on the whole situation with Janet and Michael's daughter, you know, and then just some of the comments that I've heard about it on some talk shows and stuff like that. But right now, we're gonna play some hits. Yeah, it's a hit break. It's time for a hit break. Yeah, it's time for a hit break. And we're gonna come back with more. Good hits. Yeah, we're gonna come back with more on Nod Your Head Wednesday on the D Hour Show. Your boy D Slay RC in the building. Hopefully we'll get our girl Amber in a minute. But right now we're gonna kick it off. It's the Diggable Planets with their joint Where I'm From right here on the D Hour Show, Block Talk Radio. Oh, you know how we do it.
Rap is life where I'm from. Where I'm from, Amate, where is he? Where I'm from, where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps the fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, swoon units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go. Split. It's hip, what's hip? When hip is just the norm. Cause planets said allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak. Them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hear the ends of every week. We twist, exist, defend the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing. For this, we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really, truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Beat the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked big plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it's kind of 13. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly. Why? That's most asked by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop, rockers, jazz when I'm at. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongues, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2, mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you're
fluent. Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
In a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets stop the dust and lift the grass hop. Stuck out from the buzz that swept the hip hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch from mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. If we pass six before we reach death. But a pizzerella, we say those are facts. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set, for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussin' caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip-hop is a fix, or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere, everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere.
I'm always looking at myself through somebody else. Some see the worry, some see the insecurities, some see the past been so bad that it's killing me. Travel on this path for so long with this misery, I'd rather be alone than hanging with these busters. Sister, even mama say that I shouldn't trust you. Judges every day where I come from, hustlers dying out here trying to get this money ain't enough of. See, I'm too white, my blood ain't pure. Travel around the world and back and still ain't find a cure. I live my life on a block through an open door. I see the cops and the thugs searching for the war. All of the drugs that for sale that I can't ignore. All of the products on the shelves that I can't afford. All of the riders in the cell meet up on a yard. I wanna cry, but I can't, though it's hella hard. I'm tearing pages out the book of my memories as kids in facilities. What is this life but a bit hopeless, isn't he? I stumble back, try to stay in focus, the remedy. Can roll the blood in my sleep, dark is a penalty. My heart starts to conquer my thoughts and want supremacy. Will love overcome? Knowledge will be the enemy. What college can I go to help me with the pain? Help me economically stressing off the game. I live my life on a block through an open door. I live my life on a block through an open door. I live my life on a block through an open door. I live my life on a block through an open door.
Trying to make sense of this world we live in. She works hard for the money to make it day by day. Street lights, alright, you can run, but you can't hide. Just trying to make it in this life. Gonna be fine, gonna be fine. We're gonna be alright. Nothing's gonna last forever.
My life on a block through an open door.
Babe, we ran out of toilet paper. Tony Monroe said, shitting on these niggas. Every time I touch a mixtape,
look at California.
I shit on niggas. DJ Crazy Tunes, Tony Monroe, Big Girl Cookies.
Look at California.
We out, motherfucker.
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show with Nodja Head Wednesday. Getting it in. You just got to listen to my girl Tony Monroe with Through an Open Door. Before that was Giggable Planets with Where I'm From. Getting it in, playing the hits. Got my girls in the building, RC. Got my girl Amber. Hey, Amber.
What's up?
What's happening?
Long time no beer.
Yeah.
Amber, I missed y'all.
Back.
I miss y'all, Mac, and I'm going strong. Not strong, S-T-R-O-N-G, but S-C-R-O-N-G. Strong.
That's right. Yeah.
What's going on? What's up,
RC? Oh, it's Wednesday.
You better put a hump in it, girl.
I think I humped it out.
Trying to find the next hump.
Oh, no.
I think you might need to go to the project for that. You know, them humps in the ground, hump, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or you could just
go to a gigolo spot if you want to do a quick hump. I mean, it really don't matter what kind of hump you're trying to get.
Ain't nobody humping around.
You know, you got to have that balance because personal life is always somewhere within the
right.
equation. So, you know, I had a couple of wrinkles I had to iron out, you know, and I had to really focus on those issues, and everything is straightened out and flat and pressed and clear now, so I can focus on other things, be
That's
more
good.
On the positive mode.
That's good. Well, we missed you, and we're glad you're back.
Thank you. I missed you, too.
Absolutely. Now, we were, you know, Amber, earlier we were talking about, I don't know if you heard about the situation with the Jackson family. Janet Jackson and Michael's daughter got into it.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, she said something crazy to Janet, and Janet hopped off a slacker and called her a bitch. And, you know,
what?
She called, you know, yeah, Janet called her, and then the girl called her one back, and the girl slapped Janet back.
Wow.
She slapped Janet back. Slapped her back. And, you know, so they've been talking about that, and, you know, there were, I was looking at the talk, and so they were talking about it on there, and I noticed that a couple of the ladies who probably really don't understand how black folks get down, but a couple of the ladies who, you know, they mentioned how they thought that, you know, they said that, well, you know, Michael Jackson had stated in the his will that he wanted his mom to be the guardian for the kids, and if it wasn't her, then it should be Diana Ross. But so they was like, you know, but you know, so he never said anything about Janet, because I think what was going on was the little girl was tweeting, you know, all the business of what's been going on with the family, and Janet kind of got on her case and told her, hey, you can't be tweeting our business. You know, you can't be tweeting our business. So the little girl got a little disrespectful and said something back to Janet, and you know, stormed away. And you know, Janet walked up to her, hauled off and smacked her, and told her she was acting like a little bitch. And so the girl slapped Janet back, told her, "This is our house. This ain't the Jackson family house."
Hmm. Well, what I think is with the parents obviously talking and getting the feel of the industry, I'm pretty sure someone's in her ear because they look at her as a prophet. But I do, I did remember Michael saying, like me and Michael are friends, but, you know, I do remember Michael saying that he did not, the reason why he protected his kids the way he did because he didn't want them to be exposed to the media. He didn't want them to grow up too fast. He wanted them to enjoy their childhood because that was just something that was so valuable. You never can go back to your childhood. So he wanted them to have a different life than what he's had, you know, him starting out at five, you know, being in the industry. So, I mean, I these days, these kids, they think they know so much, you know, they think that they know more than the adults, you know, and it's just, it's unfortunate that that's going on, and trust and believe is there's people that's pumping it up and putting more wood to the fire. But I think that she should go with her father's wishes and wait until she's 18 and at least enjoy the rest of her teenage years as a child and go to college and experience those different things and not just jump right into Hollywood, because Hollywood is destroying people right now, in a sense, you know? You got to be grounded, you know? And she just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
she don't need it.
I think she's very disrespectful. She shouldn't have slapped Janet, but then I think Janet should have took it in a different type of way, because I'm not sure
but
what type of relationship
they
had.
Janet don't know. That's probably how Joe did that. What? Yeah. She ain't got no kids.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I don't know what type of relationship they had prior. It seems like she came into their life after Michael died, so... Pretty much, you know, it's like, who are you to tell me anything? Which, you know, you still have to respect your elders, you know. But at the same time, Janet, I think Janet was a little over aggressive, you know. You got to talk to kids like parents, you know, and help her to understand why you guys are so secretive and why it's important not to tweet our business on Twitter and things like that, you know. Sometimes you got to take a different approach when you're talking to kids. You know, nowadays, I mean, it's not easy, you know, with these new generational kids these days. And then especially, you know, the Jackson's kids, you know, I mean, Paris, you know. A lot of people got, they want her, you know. She's like the golden child right now, you know.
Yeah. You know what? I look at it like this. You know, I'm kind of old school myself, and I think that I'm kind of old school, so I look at it like this. I think that she shouldn't have been tweeting their business, because the family has gone a long time, but, you know, with, you know, trying to keep people out of their business, and she should. That was one of the biggest things that her father didn't want. You know, he didn't want people all up in their business. And so she was disrespecting her father's wishes by doing that, having people all up in their business when he didn't want people all up in the business. I think with Janet telling her that and everything and trying to give her the knowledge about, hey, look, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, tweeting the business, you know, that's not what we're all about. And, you know, so, you know, she got a little disrespectful and said something back to Janet. So Janet went old school and slapped her. Now, I do agree that it was probably a little bit much, you know, maybe calling her a bitch. But, you know, I know that's how some black folks get out, though. But I think it was probably a little bit much for that, but... The girl slapping her back, she'd have been all types of, she'd have been all up on the ground. Because, you know, slapping me back, oh, hell no. I'd have put you on your ass then. But I think that, you know, with this generation, I think that's what this generation is lacking. I think this generation is lacking the type of discipline that we got growing up, and that's the reason why they're so out of control right now.
Okay.
You know, you got so many people out there. You got so many people out there wanting to be so politically correct. It's really getting, this whole politically correct garbage is really getting on my nerves. And the thing about it is that, you know, oh, you gotta know. You know, I've worked with kids before. In a juvenile setting, you know, I work with them, and I know how they get down. You know, I know that this new generation of kids, they need that type of discipline, you know, discipline and understanding that we got growing up. You know, if people would allow some of the real parents, and I state the word real in capital letters. Some of the real parents out there, if these people will allow the real parents to parent their kids and stop trying to get involved and stop trying to step in the middle of parents trying to raise their kids, then, you know what I'm saying, and they give them the type of discipline that we got growing up, I think that these kids would be better off. I think these kids wouldn't be so crazy these days, you know, doing all this crazy stuff that they've been doing. I think that that's truly what they're lacking. I truly do believe that, you know, if you don't discipline your kids, if you don't give them the type of love and discipline that we got old school, that we got growing up, then you wonder why, you know, and I know, you guys know who I'm talking about. There's some parents out there that don't want to discipline their kids. They want to treat their kids like best friends, and it don't work like
ooh,
that.
The worst
it
type.
Don't work like that.
Those are the worst type. You're right.
I'm your parent first. I'll be your friend later. But
right. And I really don't care to be your friend at this point, especially
exactly.
depending on
exactly.
the situation.
Exactly. And you may be lucky if I do decide to be your friend.
That's right. You got to earn it. You got to earn my friendship.
I'm gonna be your parent first. Plain and simple.
That's right.
You know,
plain and simple.
You know, I truly believe in the old school saying, I brought you in this world, I take you out.
Nah.
You know, plain and simple. I brought you in this world, I take you out. Now, I think that if these kids got the type of discipline that they should be getting and the government and states and stuff stop getting involved in the real parents, okay, stop getting involved in the parenting of the real parents and let these parents parent their kids and stop trying to get in the middle of that mess, then these kids will be better off. You know, because if these kids don't get no discipline, then you won't be the same parents that's on Maury and Jenny Jones and Ricky Lake and all these other talk shows talking about, I don't know what to do. My kids are beating me up and they're my son tried to stab me. My he pulled out a gun. You'll be the same parent talking like that.
Mine's gonna have a memorial. They wouldn't be able to talk. They just have a picture of them in loving memory of
exactly.
themselves because they ain't gonna get a chance to do none of that mess. In loving memory of. Yeah, you don't. And
so
I just
see,
and with the way
that.
Go ahead. Yeah, and with the way Paris is acting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You see that? You see that everywhere you go. You know, you see that with parents, and you see people, you know, parents, you know, trying to teach their kids and trying to raise their kids and give them some discipline. And you see people, oh, maybe you're being a little too rough. No,
nah.
maybe you should mind your own damn business before I beat your ass too.
Right, because guess what? That same person is telling you you're being too rough. Let your child cut up with them or do something out the ordinary. They're going to be the first ones to get your child locked up or put in child support. You know what I'm saying? So mind your own business. Be glad I'm disciplining this child so it won't be a menace.
And a lot of times it's always people that ain't got no damn kids trying to tell you how to raise your kids. And then that same parent that's saying, well, maybe you're being a little too strict or a little too rough. It's the same one who's at the psychiatrist's office with their kids talking about, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it goes all that types of ways, too, because, like, for instance, like, I have a best friend, and she practically was with me through all my births and help pretty much was there while I was raising all my kids. And it's like certain things that she sees me do and certain things that she's helped me do, she kind of got the motherly instinct. You know what I'm saying? Even though she didn't have kids at that time. So it's like, you know, some people kind of do have the motherly instinct or the fatherly instinct without having kids because they were like a parent to somebody else's child or, you know, but it is kind of different when you have your own because it's on a whole nother level. But then, like I said, there's some people that do have good constructive advice and could tell you, but when it comes to disciplining, mind your own business. Now, I don't care, mama, whoever, because at the end of the day, I'm the person that has to deal with their consequences if they, you know what I'm saying, their consequences fall back on me. You know, I'm the one that's got to get them out of trouble. I'm the one that's got to listen to whoever's you know, discipline them at school or whatever the case may be. So mind your own business, you know, because it falls back on me. I got to put my foot in it, you know. So it's just, it's, you don't come with a manual on how to parent. And that's the thing about a lot of these girls these days, they want to have a baby so bad. It's like when I was younger, there weren't that many opportunities like there are now in the millennium. You know what I'm saying? In the late, you know, I'm not going to tell my age, but, you know, it wasn't that many opportunities. Had I been in this generation, I'd be off the chain. I'd be balling out of control. You know what I'm saying? I'd be traveling all over the world. I'd be educated up. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's so many opportunities, so many things to do, to be free and have fun. It's,
right.
It's almost like it's out of style to be a teenage mom. That's so out of style. What? You know,
yep.
Who does that? Who does
it
that?
They're doing so much stupid stuff now. It's so ridiculous. I mean, all the crazy stuff that these kids think is cool these days. I mean, it's the stupidest stuff that anybody, any human being can do on the planet. It's just dumb.
You're right.
You walk around with your pants sagging. So, I mean, when was it cool to show your underwear? When was that cool?
I think that should be against the law.
It's crazy. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. When was it ever cool to show your underwear? I mean, these kids, they're just taking nonsense and turning nonsense into something real, real ridiculous.
I just want to know how is that comfortable balancing your pants on your thighs like that? I mean, you wasn't born bow-legged? That was supposed to be a joke, and y'all didn't laugh, but but it's like why go through all of that when you could just wear your pants? And then they got the nerve. This is the crazy thing. They got the nerve to still have their belt on. How you? That don't make no sense. You got belt on, but your pants are hanging down your.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the belt was supposed to go around your waist and not around your thighs.
I thought so too. If they want to wear something around their thighs, they need to get a garter.
There it is.
Nah.
There it is. That's probably what it feels like to them. It's probably a garter. It's a garter belt. That's what it is. It's a garter belt.
A garter belt, right. That's a new belt.
Ain't no belt no more. It's a garter belt now. That's what it is.
It's a garter
all y'all
belt.
Out there, all y'all out there that like to sag your pants, you walk around with a garter belt on your legs.
You know, look, we should patent that. We might have came up with something. We might have came up with a nice multi-million dollar idea right there.
We might have to let everybody know. You walking around with you a garter belt on, huh? Okay, that's cool, you know. To each his own. Whatever flavor you like.
I don't know now. I don't know about that garden belt. That's like, does it go around your butt? I don't know. It might be called garden butt. It might be called garden butt. Instead of garden belt, it's garden butt.
No doubt.
I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's sad. They take a completely good pair of blue jeans and they wear them down. I mean, it's just sickening. And then not only that, when you see somebody with those skinny jeans on, why?
You know what? Don't get me started on the skinny jeans. That's got to be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. But we definitely gonna touch on some of that when we get back. We're gonna take another quick music break. Got a real quick hit break for you guys when we come back. We're gonna discuss skinny jeans and everything else in the media right now. I got the ladies of the D Hour Show, RC and Amber, in the building with me. It's Naja Head Wednesday. It's my girl Virginia Supernova Slim with her joint On My Way right here on the D Hour Show. Naja Head Wednesday.
than a rock. He said that, so I left. Greg Knights called this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, movie, don't you fret. My sugar's on his way, yo, quiet as cat. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knights, is that girl all that? He said, movie, the skins is fat. I don't beg, cause I'm not as begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.
Personal information. You'll get no argument from us
But she also Stewart for just not for just cheating, but for also making a public statement about it, adding, "Don't be stupid." She read Stewart's statement admitting to the dalliance halfway through the reading. She goes through a range of emotions. There is grief, rage, and then an attempt to make sense of something that we suspect will never make sense. She closes with a lighthearted threat to leave the couple alone. We'd be hard pressed to find a more emotional response to the scandal, but there is no shortage of the passion in the comments on stories on the web. I guess apparently there. And I knew this was going to happen. I knew a lot of the fans was going to be all upset and just tripping out because the girl had cheated on the guy. But what the fans got to understand is they're real people too. Okay. They're real people too. So, you know, you guys gotta understand that. So Bella and the vampire, they're not real. Okay? They're not real. It's just a book. It's just a book. Bella and the vampire isn't real. It's just a book. Please understand that. Okay? Understand. I don't want nobody out there tripping or losing their mind. I don't know what y'all think.
Folks, it's crazy.
I think people are really crazy these days, and they take TV and movies and stuff too seriously. Reality shows and all of that. Do you watch the reality shows these days?
I don't watch a lick of reality. You know what? If I do watch a reality show, it may be like The Voice or American Idol or something like that. But other than that, I really don't get into them. I really don't watch them. I'm not a huge reality show fan. And the reason why I'm not is because it's truly not reality TV. Because a lot of that stuff isn't real. A lot of that stuff is acted out. A lot of that stuff is scripted. Because it ain't that much drama in the world. So, that's the reason. And that's the reason why I really don't like watching it, because it's not real reality TV. It's not. You know, everybody's life doesn't have that much damn drama in it. So, you know, I mean, people may have a little drama here and there every now and then, but no, I don't, I really don't watch it too much because I don't think it's real. Because I've had some friends that were involved with a couple of TV shows and talk shows and different things like that, and they told me how they were told to say this and told to do this and told to do that. So that's how I know a lot of that stuff is real.
Wow. And I couldn't just have the camera in my face. Yeah, it's just like I couldn't have that camera in my face like that. Through all my emotions.
You'll forget it's there after a while. Yeah, I'm like, I ain't got time. You'd even put a camera in front of people I'm doing for 20 minutes, let alone for 7 weeks, or however many weeks ago they got.
I'm going to tell you like this.
No, thank you.
You put a camera in my face, you ain't going to like what you see.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You have a camera following me around like that, you ain't going to like what you see. You're going to get something real. You're going to get something really real.
No thanks.
You know, I mean, people just like, you know, people are different people in their own privacy, and, you know, people aren't, you know, they're relaxed, they're loose, you know, they're chilling. And I really don't want to see what people are doing when they're relaxing in their own privacy and when they're chilling. I really don't want to see all that because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's not, you know, they're not the same. When you see someone, you can best believe, you know, they're always trying to watch what they say and watch what they do and watch how they interact with people. So when somebody's at home chilling, they're a different person.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different person. They're trying to relax. They're trying to chill. I mean, I really don't want to see that. You know, I mean, I think at some point, you know, people need to have some type of privacy, you know, some type of getaway, some type of way to just relax. You know, you don't want the cameras in your face 24/7, but I think reality TV was just a way for nobodies to become somebody.
Hmm.
It's just a way for nobodies to become somebody.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
You know, I mean, that's basically what it boils down to, is to help nobodies become somebody.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And sometimes it really don't help out either. It makes the situations worse for them. You know, it kind of marks you to the point where don't nobody with a big name want to deal with you because you act as a dang on fool on this reality show. You know?
That's what they're about, though, acting a fool. Whoever acts the biggest fool get their own show.
You see somebody on TV, you be like, and then these producers and these networks be seeing these cats on TV and be like, oh man, she just did this and she just got butt naked and she just slapped them and she just, you know what? We need to get her own reality show, her reality TV show.
I guess. I'm not gonna call myself. I'm cuckoo in my own cuckoo clock. Not nobody
right, that's
else.
Right. Right. That's right. I'm cuckoo in my own nest, my own cuckoo's nest. So I don't need nobody to see how cuckoo I am when I'm at home being cuckoo.
Exactly.
Simple. But when we get back, we got some more music, ladies and gentlemen. It's the D Hour Show, Nod Your Head Wednesday. See Slay, RC, and Amber, we getting it in tonight. When we get back, I got some news for my girls. I got some news about Kim Kardashian and when she was younger. A little something I had found out that I didn't know. I'll hit you guys with that business and that news when we come back. It's the Nod Your Head Wednesday edition of the D Hour Show. It's the world premiere of Naughty by Nature's new joint, Respect, right here on Nod Your Head Wednesday. Let's get it.
Six pretty hoes, they wanna see how many CDs you can sell in 7 days. They ain't hip hop, I think rap is a better phrase. Running round town, bunch of clowns like Krusty now. The politics, the videos, the radio disgust me now. Formulas are pitiful. The audio, the visual, they songs is unoriginal. They boring and they miserable. The auras I'm familiar to, gone and they invisible. Their music used to touch me like the organs in the spiritual. But you could tell the difference who do it for the charts, who do music for a check, and who do music from their heart.
We don't do it for a check, and we do it for respect. We don't do it for a check, and we do it for respect. When you do it for a check, it just ain't the same effect. If you feel it in your blood, wave your hands and not your head. 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 Wave your hands and not your head.
Can't rock it like we. One, 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 one.
No doubt. Hello. No doubt. No doubt. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show. Not Your Head Wednesday. It's your boy D-Slay, RC, and Amber in the building. We playing all the hits. That was my man Fife Dawg of A Tribe Called Quest with his solo hit single Soul Men. Before that, Naughty by Nature's new joint Respect. Oh yeah, we getting it in like that. Playing. Go ahead, some music. Now I got some info for my girls. Got some info for my girls. Here we go. Here we go with the business. I heard that. Did you guys know that Tito Jackson's son had dated Kim Kardashian in high school?
No. Wow.
No.
Yeah, Tito Jackson's son dated Kim Kardashian. They went to prom together and everything. And I guess it was said that she had lost her virginity when she was 14. So a lot of people believe that it was to him, and it probably was to him because he's a Jackson. So it probably was to him. But also too, you guys know that Tito Jackson, his son, was ordered by the court, and they gave him temporary custody of Michael Jackson's kids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they gave him temporary custody of Michael Jackson's kids.
You know, stuff like this really saddens my heart because these kids are going here, going there, and it's crazy. It's crazy. I wish Michael was here, you know, even though he had some things he was battling, but it's still, I wish he was here because this is crazy. They don't even know where to put them kids.
I know that little one
really
starting to look like him.
That little one is him.
That one blanket, the boy got square. Until you prove me wrong. That one got his eyes. I don't care how he got here, but that's him.
He's got them eyes.
That boy got some big old eyes. I think that temporary custody, hopefully, I don't know if he was the one that punched Jermaine in the mouth and yoked up Randy, but I think they must feel comfortable with him. You know, it's enough. I don't know. It's crazy. And I think that if Michael was here, none of that would have been, you wouldn't have heard none of that.
No.
You wouldn't even know that was going on.
No, that's real. I think it's a shame, too. I think that they definitely shouldn't be going through all of that. But, yeah, I agree. I think it's a shame. And I wish they weren't going through all that. But, unfortunately, things like that.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, things like that happen. So, also, ladies, I know you guys have heard about what happened in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, in tragedy out there. I guess rapper and actor Ice-T has come out against increased gun control legislation in the wake of the Aurora shooting at the Dark Knight Rises midnight showing, arguing that the United States is based on guns. Speaking on London's channel 4, the godfather of gangster rap essentially argued the guns don't kill people, people do rap. If somebody wants to kill people, they don't need a gun to do it, he said. You can strap explosives on your body. They do that all the time. He also quoted rapper KRS-One's infamous song, "Sound of the Police." Like KRS said, you're never going to have justice on stolen land. Ice added. The rapper said that weapons are necessary to protect oneself from police. He also said he'd be glad to turn in his weapon after everyone else. Ice's comments come in the week after 12 people were killed and a 59 were injured in the Dark Knight situation. The entertainment community has had a varied response to the incident. Jason Alexander from the TV show Seinfeld and Andy Richter are among those who have come out in support of restrictive gun laws. Yeah. I see dropping, you know, dropping his emotions about gun laws and everything about this whole, you know, after this whole situation happened. I don't know. I think that if you ask me, and I don't want to keep elaborating, and I'm not going to elaborate on the situation, but if you ask me, first and foremost, the gentleman that committed this atrocity, he shouldn't have had an opportunity to purchase 6,000 rounds of ammunition online without being red flagged. You know, that's the first thing. Second, how the hell? I think that, you know, when guns are purchased, I think that there needs to be a lot of information, pictures, and all kinds of things going on. And I don't think that somebody should be allowed to purchase more than one. If they're going to keep the gun stuff alive and allowing people to be able to purchase guns, I don't think somebody should be able to be allowed to purchase more than one. And also, assault rifles and different things like that, people shouldn't be allowed to purchase that. Those should be banned. Those should be taken out. People shouldn't be allowed to purchase them.
No, because we're not in war. Unless you're a hunter and you got medals and you're a certified hunter and that's what you do and you have no criminal record or in medical record saying that you're mentally insane or had problems.
Exactly.
It's just like they're going to have to do how they do credit checks and how they do background checks. That's what they're going to have to really start doing. But, I mean, me as a citizen, you as a citizen, I think we should. Being that we don't get in trouble or anything like that, I mean, if we choose to, we should be able to bear arms, you know, have a gun in our home to protect our family.
I think that these stores need to have a database, and they should know, like somebody, they check them out, and they said, well, I'll let you know tomorrow whether or not you're approved to get it. And then when they come back, they say, look, unfortunately, sir, I'm sorry, you can't buy a gun because according to our background check, you're crazy as hell. So we can't tell you nothing.
Right, exactly. I mean, they can find out anything else. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's called foolery. It's called foolery. They try to make us think that they're trying to control guns, but they're really putting them out there in these projects and in these, you know, inner cities and stuff. You know, it's crap.
Because they damn sure don't have a problem telling us, well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am. Your credit card is insufficient. It's saying that there's no funds on it. So you know what? Tell their ass the same thing. Look here, sir. I'm sorry. You can't purchase a gun. The background says you're crazy as hell. We can't tell you.
Right. We can't tell you nothing. And security, come, because
right.
You got him out the gun.
Get him up out of here. I don't understand how he was able to buy four guns, even though it was on a two separate days. But still, how was he able to buy four guns? I don't think that should have been allowed. Like I said before,
no.
You purchase 6,000 rounds of ammunition online, and then there's no red flag. Let a brother, I swear, let a brother in the hood purchase 6,000 rounds of ammunition and watch out that
the police door. As soon as you click a bad door, ding dong.
Wait a minute, hold on, Chuck. We got a purchase here. Somebody named Tyrone Jenkins. That lives in the rural neighborhood of two or three street gangs. Yeah, we need to go to his house and definitely find out why he's purchasing this ammunition.
They need to do something. Or they putting chips in everything? Won't they put a chip in these guns so that they can trace them, you know, and find out where they're at and who got them? And stuff like that. I mean, come on. I'm not even, what do you call a gun, a Smithman, whatever you call it, that makes guns?
Yeah.
I'm not a mugsmithman or whatever, Smith & Wesson or whatever they're called. I'm not one of those types of people, but it doesn't take common sense. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out different type of strategies to make, you know, guns. I mean, they're never going to stop making guns, so at least be a little bit more safer with this, being that they see the way this world is going.
That's real.
You know, technology is a mother. You know, so it's like, come on now, you guys got all, you're paying all this money, these tax dollars to these scientists and these people doing different things for the government or what have you, and you mean to tell me you guys don't have a better way of tracking these guns down and securing different things like that? I mean,
I agree. I agree. They need to find a better way. I agree with you. They need to find a better way to track it. But
they can put chips in them guns.
Yeah. But hopefully the government will listen to a lot of people that, especially a lot of celebrities that's speaking on this and just giving them some knowledge about what they need to really be doing as far as these purchasing guns and different things like that. So on a brighter note, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to Nod Your Head Wednesday tonight.
That's
true. You know, we had a great show. You know, your boy D-Clay filling in for my man Logical One, you know, getting it in tonight. And make sure you guys tune in to the D-Hour show tomorrow, Celebrity Thursday. We're going to be talking to producer. We're going to be talking to Jesse Campbell from the hit TV show The Voice. And we're going to be talking to hit producer Focus. He's going to be in the building with us tomorrow. So make sure you guys definitely tune in. And make sure you tune in this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday. We're going to be getting in all the independent up-and-coming artists and music. Got some great interviews for you guys. Make sure you tune in this Sunday for the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and the Poetic Late. Those brothers are going to be getting in, playing all your great inspirational and gospel music. Make sure you guys tune in. And just keep tuning into the D-Hour show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Just never know who's going to be on the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. RC, you got anything to say to the people before we roll on out of here?
Boy, you know me. Peace, love, good music.
Peace, love, and good music. And go out and get you some fried chicken. Amber, you got anything to say to the people before we roll out?
I'd like to say, you know, everybody should be thankful for every day that they wake up. And, you know, when you think that your problems are great, there's always someone else's in worse predicament. So just be thankful and grateful every day of your life. And also listen to good music. I agree with RC. Good music. Peace, love, and good music all the time.
That's right. That's right. Peace, love, and good music. Make sure you guys are safe. I like to say... I like to say I'm glad that our girl Amber is back with us, hanging out with us and kicking up with
us. Thank you.
The network, we're about to get it in. Make sure you guys keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, and we're going to always be giving you guys some great shows, some great interviews, some great information. So, independent up-and-coming artists out there, keep tuning in. Send us your submissions. If you'd like to be on the show, you want us to play your music, email us at thehourshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get it in for you. Please enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, and we will see you guys tomorrow on Celebrity Thursday. D-Frank, Amber, and RCA. Have a lovely night.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop up aboard the Starship. The hottest spaces showing love to underground artists. Yeah.